"There is the soldier who knocked me down," said the barber's boy, and they began pushing one another towards the sentinel. He loaded and primed his musket.
"The lobster is going to fire,"
cried a boy. Waving his piece about, the sentinel pulled the trigger.
"If you fire, you must die for it," said Henry Knox, who was passing by.
"I don't care," replied the sentry. "If they touch me, I'll fire."
"Fire!"
shouted the boys, for they were persuaded he could not do it without leave from a civil officer. And a young fellow spoke out,
"We will knock him down for snapping,"
while they whistled through their fingers and huzzaed.
"Stand off,"
said the sentry, and shouted aloud, "Turn out, main guard."
"They are killing the sentinel," reported a servant from the custom house, running to the main guard.
"Turn out! Why don't you turn out?"
cried Preston, who was captain of the day, to the guard. A party of six, two of whom, Kilroy and Montgomery, had been worsted at the rope walk, formed, with a corporal in front and Preston following. With bayonets fixed, they rushed through the people upon the trot, cursing them and pushing them as they went along. They found about 10 persons round the sentry, while about 50 or 60 came down with them.
"For God's sake," said Knox, holding Preston by the coat, "take your men back again. If they fire, your life must answer for the consequences." "I know what I am about," said he hastily and much agitated.